Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 443. Today, Melissa asks, regarding co-authors, I'm working on a series with a co-author, and while we are still in the fun what-if stages, it is getting to the point where we need a contract. Have you seen any good ones for co-authors to protect both of us? Well, Melissa, I am not a lawyer, and so I know how to evaluate a contract for how I'd be willing to use it. But I'm not confident enough to recommend any of the particular boilerplates floating around online. That said, I believe that Nolo Press's big book of corporate paperwork and contracts, it's either Nolo Press or it's LegalZoom, LegalZoom's boilerplate contract service. One or the other of those has a co-author template that has been vetted by lawyers and might be worth looking at. Things that you want to cover in the co-author agreement right up front that I can tell you for sure, keeping in mind that this is the advice of a fellow professional and not of a lawyer, and thus this is business advice, not legal advice, is that you want to have a very clear chain of custody for the money, you want to have a very clear chain of custody for the rights, and you want to have a very clear chain of custody for the power. Who is allowed to make what kinds of deals? When those subsidiary deals are made, whether that deal is publishing with Amazon or publishing with a big publisher or selling film rights or dramatic rights or audiobook rights or gaming rights or whatnot, which of you has the authority to make the deal and what happens to the money that comes in? You want that power delineated clearly, and you want to write it so that the property can continue to function. Can continue to make money even if you have a major falling out and decide you hate each other. Which is unfortunately a pretty common fate for co-authors, because co-authors are creative people and they don't like to talk about this stuff, or they're creative people and are temperamental. And you have to guard against that. Life changes, intentions get misread, intentions get misremembered. Honestly, disputes simply happen. You'll want to have a contract in writing before you put word one down on paper. And you understand that ideas aren't copyrightable, so until you have a contract, you both own what's going on, and you got no legal recourse if your co-author goes off and does something with it, and they've got no legal recourse if you do. So you'll want to cover your bases as soon as possible, and as openly as possible, and get both signatures down on paper. And you also want to cover who's responsible for what part of the workload and all of that sort of thing. Short episode today, but it's pretty cut and dry, straightforward. Very important topic, though, and you're thinking along the right lines. Go do it now, before you get any further in this project. I hope that helps, and I'll see you.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.